Brisbane's better when you're listening to Stav, Abby and Matt. Visit Brisbane City Council's website to find out how council is making Brisbane better too. Stav,
Abby and Matt. Brisbane wakes up with Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.
What's up, podcasters? How are you?
3, 2, 1, and podcast, Matthew. He was giving us a countdown for the modcast.
Yeah, I thought we were recording something else, but...
What's up? I'm all over the shop today.
Nah, you're all right.
You've been worse.
Come on, mate. You're good.
It's a weird show. It's a weird Monday, don't you reckon?
It is. We had a little bit of a run-in with one of the math stars. He did not like us at all.
Oh, well, that was just my fault.
No, it wasn't.
He just asked a question.
He was... Yeah, but I did it with tone. But I don't regret my tone.
No, he had mega tone.
Well, he couldn't even come off speakerphone. What was he doing driving? Mm. He's busy, busy man.
The thing that annoys me about the Married at First Sight people is they go on there because they want attention.
Yep.
Right? Yes. They're so fame hungry.
We want our privacy. Leave us alone.
Don't look at us.
Don't look at us.
And then they get upset when people pry into them and stuff. Well, but it's like, you know, this. It's not a secret what this show is.
No. Yeah, but they on it and everyone thinks that they're going to be the most loved. And you've got to remember that all of a sudden, from not being known, they're going to bars and they're getting invited to the VIP area with free drinks. And for them, that is just like, oh, I've made it, you know. Mm. So when everyone's asking for their photos and all that, I think they confuse it with complete and utter respect. Yeah. So they think that everyone is going to do that.
It annoys me. I actually got really red. I was like, when he was speaking to you like that, it made me really angry.
Thank you, hon. But no, it doesn't really, I don't know.
It's just disrespectful. He's a guest on our show. You asked him a question.
But he's obviously done non-stop interviews. Yeah. And I mean, our thing is we haven't.
Well, we don't listen to other radio stations.
I know, but we haven't watched it either. No.
Yeah, but we don't have to. He's like, I've told everyone this already. I'm like, yeah, but mate, our listeners are listening to us. Maybe they haven't heard it.
It's still your chance to like say your side of the story. We didn't slam you for what you were doing. We just wanted to know what's going on.
I don't care what
you crossed over to the, like, now I always think, I go, I tell you what, if any of my sons acted like they did. Mm.
Oh,
I would just, you know, I've come over to that where I'm like, that bad behavior.
It's an interesting point.
But I tell
it?
You what, if my kids do it, whoo.
It was like, you know, Rory, if she wants to be a stripper or whatever she wants to be, as long as she's happy, she goes on maths, I'll disown her.
Well, that's what they do after, though, because that's what they all were. He was a stripper before. Yeah, yeah. So that's the next progression. Mm.
Anyway, it was...
It was interesting.
Bit of fun. Bit of fun. Good on him. I mean.
Yeah. And we may have come up with a slogan for our fantastic brown snake confectionery that we're trying to get into stores around Australia.
Our listeners are hilarious.
So good.
Mm-hmm. So funny.
Was it Floods on Your Tongue? Do you like that one?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
That was good.
Floods on Your Taste Buds, I think it was.
That's it. I feel like, although we got excited by some of the suggestions, that if we want Allens to take it seriously,
we can't go down on the brown.
No.
We can't. You can't. I mean, I like it.
If they ask us to, in order to get it made, we will.
Yeah. I mean, but you could pitch it to him in a straight face.
Yeah.
You can't. You've got to just.
I think we've got to make it kid friendly. And I agree. That's not, but I just don't think.
Yeah.
It's like with the slogan when I grew up, I was like, oh. Mm. So it was SA. I lived in South Australia. SA going all the way.
Yeah, right.
Well, the NT, you've seen the stickers. See
that
you
is true.
In the NT.
Then what are we doing? Maybe we should go down on the brown.
Sure. Okay.
Like, I love it. See, I love go down on the brown because I think it's such a great talking point.
What about go to town on the brown? There you go. That sort of undirtifies it.
Yeah.
Mind you, the Brisbane River is dirty. It should have a little bit of dirtiness to it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is one of those things where it's your mind, you know, it's what you think.
I mean, maybe if it's so popular, we start doing the adult version, you know, when it's got a little bit of 4X in it and it's go down on the brown, you know what I mean? And that's the adult.
Oh, like you do it for everything. So you'd be like, Kit Kat, the best two fingers you'll ever have inside of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I can see that working.
What about the, because you got the little one and then you got the, what's the big one?
I'm a four-finger man myself.
Chunky.
You got the chunky one.
Oh, the chunky. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good. Mm.
A lot to work on.
A Mars a day helps you work, rest, and slay. I should really. I should leave.
I think you got a ha ha out there for that one.
When you say leave, do you mean
like, to this career.
Yeah,
this
you get
my,
it.
This is my natural calling.
Yeah. What is the one that melts, doesn't melt in your
M&M's.
Melts in your mouth?
Or is that Maltesers?
Maltesers?
Isn't that melt in your mouth, Maltesers?
The chocolate that melts in your mouth, not your hands. No, I'm pretty sure it was M&M's.
Might be. Look.
It didn't. All that happened was the colour came on.
Correct, yeah.
The chocolate, all that, that melts in, talk amongst yourself, in your, there we go. Didn't have to write the whole thing out. M&M's.
Yeah.
There you go.
They did great ads, you know, when they turned them into characters.
Yeah.
And,
yep.
You know, they would hide in the cupboard and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So good. All right. Well, here we go. Let's get into today's podcast.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Australia's biggest social experiment is back.
Married at First Sight.
Married at First Sight.
Ooh, it's doing well in the ratings as a group of people try to find love when they've got absolutely no other options on the outside world. So they go on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Harrison has been on it. Harrison, have you enjoyed...
Well, I wouldn't say no other options.
No, well, you had a lot of options. Aren't you the guy that's rumoured to have...
I still couldn't find love, though.
Right, okay. What happened with the young girl that you said thought that you had a relationship with, but you didn't really have a relationship, but you were with her a week before you went on the show? Have you spoken to her?
I don't know if I could cover this ground any more than I already have. Like,
try it.
I think I've talked this point to death. Yeah, we had a short stint, a short little fling, and that was. The blow up at the wedding and all that sort of stuff, that all came from Bronte's side. That was all, you know, a lot of that was fake. A lot of that was false information.
Oh.
I really can't be any more clear than the fact that we didn't see each other for very long. She knew what I was doing. I was open and honest about it. No, we said goodbye before I went in there. I've released text messages to the media to that effect. She's released the same thing. Like, I don't think we can really talk about this point anymore.
You sound like you're a guy that's... You're fed up that you've talked about this on other radio stations. Sorry, we haven't heard it all.
Yeah, you kind of sound like someone beating a dead horse. Uh-huh. Like I really can't keep going over it anymore.
Later, Harrison.
What a loser.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
We wanted to make a brown snake, right?
Because Alan's snake's alive. They have every flavour, but they don't have brown.
We thought it would just be good for Brisbane because we are known as the brown snake.
Yes, the river is the brown snake.
The most notorious snake in the country.
Would you eat a brown snake?
Mm. Yep.
Lolly.
Confectionery. Yeah, we want to make a brown snake lolly, iconic to Brisbane. They already have the snakes alive. They've got all the different colours of the bow, but they don't have brown. Mm. We talked to the flavour enthusiast there. She was non-committal. Could go either way at this stage. So we did sign a petition. We've got, we're up to 237 signatures, so let's get behind that bad boy. It's on change.org.
You can just simply get to it via our socials, Facebook and Insta and everything like that.
Mm-hmm. But we reckon we need a slogan for it, like a catchphrase, like a... cool advertising slogan.
Well, Allens have pretty much said, they said they'll get on board if it seems like people want it.
Yeah,
so
groundswell.
I mean, 290 signatures is good, but I don't think it's going to get it across the line. We need to convince them that this is a fully formed product ready to sell that people are keen for.
Mm.
So what do you want in the title? Do you want like a hiss?
I'm open to any suggestion. Okay. You know, get hissy for brissy with a brown snake.
131060 if you've got one, please.
Workshop, nothing's a bad
idea.
Yeah,
no, no, I wasn't saying that was a bad idea.
What's yours?
No, I'm interested though.
I'm interested. What would yours be? Because
I don't know. If you want like a brown snake, get it into you. Lick the brown snake.
Mm. So 131060.
This one you don't get sick on. Totally sick.
Snake it till you make it.
That's good.
Mm. Eat them before they eat you.
Isn't that theirs already? Snake's alive.
TM.
And that's, it doesn't have to rhyme. Doesn't necessarily.
Is that
have to
where you're
snake.
Going from?
I don't know. I thought it was pretty clever. But it must be.
Yeah. Must be.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Or do you really just want to go with the Brisbane brown snake?
Maybe.
Do you know what
sometimes...
I mean? Like, I know we want to get a slogan, but really what we're doing is something that can go into the shops.
Have a break. Have a brown snake.
I like it.
Yep.
I like it.
Yeah. Gets melt in your mouth, not in your hand. What are we doing here?
That works too.
Okay.
Yeah.
The mixed snake. Finger licking snake?
Yep.
Yep, put them all in. yeah. I guess we are just going to go with the brown snake, aren't we? Brown
yeah,
snake,
it's
lolly,
be called
brown,
the brown snake.
Snake.
But I think it needs that cool little
thing after.
Know, yeah.
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 Hissing good.
Mm. So whatever we come up with here for the slogan, whatever we choose, we're then going to use that and make a commercial, like a radio
ad. If we do
for
like
it.
A commercial, I think the snake needs to be alive. Oh, like have little eyes and a little character.
Like a voice.
And have a little voice and
eat
stuff
me.
Like that. No,
eat
it's
me.
Not. It's a brown snake. It's big.
Eat me or I'll bite you.
Eat me
you.
If you want to.
Yeah.
You don't have to if you don't.
You have to suck out the poison after.
I actually saw on the gallery of the Mardi Gras weekend in the parade,
yeah.
Someone had made a big, long snake like that they had that they were like all walking under and everyone was holding sticks and I was like, oh, we could do something like that.
Oh, like they do for the Chinese New Year with the dragons.
Yeah, yeah, very similar to that.
Yeah,
similar
but it was that. A snake. That would be good. Mm. Well, we could do the longer snake.
I like it. We need a slogan for it though. To make this ad, we need to get the pitch to Allens. We do have another board meeting with them coming up. So at 13 10 60, if you want to be a part of history, give us a call right now. And remember, anyone along the way of this journey who helps us, who contributes,
they get the first snake.
They get the first run of snakes.
Wow.
So whether it's a bag or whatever it is, you get the first try of the goods.
The first bite of the cherry.
They can come in for the taste testing.
Mm. The brown snake. The snake you're having when you're not having a snake.
What's the snake to bring when you're told not to bring a thing? Yeah. Is that the favourites one?
Brown snake. It's French for yum.
Yo play put in snake.
They've already done the hard yards. That's cute. We should have a hat on it.
Yes.
Yeah, the snake.
Do you mean the actual, just the picture on the packet?
Yeah, just the picture.
Or
you're
saying we get a hat?
No.
We get a hat made into the mould of the snake?
No, I just meant like for the little character. I don't know about you guys, but I'm imagining it with like a hat. It's got little like character.
Yeah.
You're not saying that?
Well, I don't know how a snake would put a hat on.
Someone else put it on him. He does it. He flips it with his head. Like, yeah, he puts it. And it's got little corks on it.
It does give the snake personality. I like it. Okay, well, with that in mind, Matt from Forest Lake, our brown snake lolly with a hat, what's your logo? Is it your slogan?
The Brisbane River snake, absolutely delicious and not so fake.
Oh,
yeah. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like it.
So we have to have all natural then?
We would. Well, we probably would do that anyway.
No. Like 5% is enough for the... Banging. Legalities, isn't it? 5% real juice. That's really? I was not at all was. But no? Okay. Yeah.
Says it's orange juice. Yeah. Shouldn't it be all orange juice?
Doesn't make sense.
And to be fair, no one really knows what's in the Brisbane River.
No.
Like what's, you know.
Yeah.
After it's flooded.
Maybe that could be our ingredient. Same as the Brisbane River. Good luck.
We've got 5% real river.
Real river. We should put river in it somewhere. Wendy in Graceville, what's your slogan or logo for our brown snake?
I reckon it's got to be, we don't frown when we eat the brown.
We got a front runner.
You never frown when you eat the brown. Yeah.
Oh, Wendy, that's good.
That's good. It's good.
And it's got to be cola flavoured, I reckon.
Yeah, that's the next thing that we reckon.
But, you know, if you're the winner of the slogan, you might be coming along for the taste testing, so you can put that.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Did you flood at your place at Graceville, Wendy?
Only the backyard, thankfully.
Okay, right. So you know what it's you're very close to the river there. Mm. You know what it's like.
Love hate relationship with it.
Yeah, Jerry and Yarrabilba, what would you say should be our slogan for our snake?
So it was kind of like a twist of Staff's idea, but just simple and take a break with a brown snake.
Yeah,
take a break with a brown snake. That is good.
Never been done before.
That is good. We just don't know about legals, do you reckon?
Yeah.
Because it's Kit Kat, isn't it? Take a break.
Yeah, have a break. Kit Kat. Yeah. So if we say take a break,
it's
sorted.
It's very different. That's not bad. That's not bad, Jerry.
Yeah.
Ian, morning, mate.
Morning.
Morning.
What's your slogan for our brown snake?
Well, just sort of stick with the theme of the other guy. I said just Bruce River brown snakes.
Oh, just that's it. Just say what it is and get out.
Well, look, it's part of the theme what you're talking about. So,
Brisbane River brown snakes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Christy in Atmole Plains.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Christy.
Yeah, so I thought Brizzy Brown, get some history in ya.
Hey!
Get some history in you. I like that. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that could be on the back. You know, when you're describing it a bit more?
Yeah.
Like, what is it to people that, maybe are from, you know, Sydney, we might have to have that on the back.
Yeah. All right, Amy, what do you got for us?
The Brisbane River slithers, bite it or hike it.
Bite it or hike
it. Bite it or hike it.
The Brisbane River slithers.
Bite it or hike it. It's long.
It is long.
It's long.
It is long. Mm.
But I like it. All right, and Luke.
Yeah, go down on the brown.
Go down on the brown.
Okay, because people do, they go down the river.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
All the time. Yeah, you go down the brown. And if you start at the bottom of the river, you can go up the brown as well.
Go down on the brown because you don't frown when you eat the brown.
I do like Wendy's. Yeah. I like yours, Luke, but we might get into trouble with, you know.
Why don't we, will we put it on Facebook?
Okay,
Amy, can we go to a poll? People might not like them. We'll do a poll on Facebook.
I do like Wendy's. We don't frown when we eat the brown.
It's good.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
I was telling him constantly that I'm not interested.
He kept asking me to go coffee and I said no.
And he goes, whatever, because you look like a man anyway. After rejecting him for a while, he called me racist because I didn't like him.
My friends that are on the dating apps will share with me the horrible abuse they get when they haven't given guys attention, or whether they've gone, hey, you know, I actually go, maybe we're not suited to for each other, and then they just get such abuse from it. And there is one person that's given some insight into it, Christina O'Connell, who's a clinical psychologist from Dating with Purpose Australia. You have written about this morning. You've written about this and how guys deal with rejection very differently, I guess, than a lot of females do.
Well, their mechanism underneath the rejection is the same as females. It's just the way that they express that defense is sometimes on the more aggressive side. Not always. There are exceptions to every rule, but we all use our ego defenses to protect ourselves from anxiety, rejection, conflict, any kind of stressor, to protect our egos. Mm.
So what is that? So if a girl goes, sorry, the date was really nice, but I'm not really into you. Why do you feel like people can't just go, all right, that's what it is, I'll just delete them from the app?
Mm. Well, it requires a level of maturity and a level of insight that you've kind of reflected on yourself. You need to understand why that aggression is coming up. Like, they've hurt your feelings, they've injured your pride. Mm. And I think that takes a level of insight that not everybody has. And sometimes the pain is so deep or such a shock that we don't actually take the time to reflect first, and it's a knee-jerk reaction. It's psychoanalytic theory that talks about how we try to protect ourselves from anxiety or feelings of stress or conflict or hurt. Mm. There's an awesome example that psychologists talk about, where a fox is in a vineyard and he's forever trying to catch the grapes, right? And someone walks past, he goes, what you doing? He's like, oh, the juicy grapes, I really want to get the grapes, I really want to get the grapes. And the guy goes, yeah, okay, cool, walks past again half an hour later, and the fox is just sitting on the floor playing with the grass. And he goes, oh, how'd you go, did you get the grapes? And he goes, nah, didn't get the grapes. And you know what, I think they'd be sour anyway, I never really wanted them, it's totally not worth the effort.
That is
an ego defense. Mm. Never wanted it anyway.
And does it come down to a bit of that old adage of a good defense is an offense? So in order to defend themselves, they attack?
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. And in Dating with Purpose, we actually look into Enneagram personality tests, which I don't know if you've looked at the Enneagram, but it is like a depth of personality assessment beyond Myers-Briggs, beyond the Big Five. And when you look at that, the 9 different types will respond to stress in very different ways. And there are 3 types in particular that can be quite aggressive and quite outward in their reaction. So, and I think it's also how we're socialized, right? Men are socialized to be more okay with their anger feelings, whereas women are socialized to internalize their feelings, so they're more likely to break down. So I think we're actually talking about a couple of things here.
Do you ever feel like we're not taught how to deal with rejection these days. Like, I just know that my parents would, if I wasn't invited to a party, they'd go, oh, well, you know, get over it. Yeah, okay, that's too bad, too sad. Yeah.
Can't be friends with everyone. Friends.
Totally. That's so much so. But now totally. It's like, don't give out invites in front of other people because we don't want it to be heard.
Unbelievable. And then, but we've gone too extreme.
Yeah.
We've definitely gone too extreme. It's like the pass the parcel game, right? Yeah. Like everyone has to have.
Yeah.
And now they're watching the pass the parcel game so that you make sure you stop the music so that each child gets to open a layer, yeah. which I understand it's coming from a place of compassion, but if we don't learn about how rejection feels and how to navigate those feelings when we're young, how are we going to deal with it in our 20s and 30s and 40s when, hello, rejection is part of everyday life, right? Mm.
I might have to put that a disclaimer when I put out party invites.
They'd
just
be
so
a
you
real
know.
Pass
the
parcel.
Yeah, yeah, there may be rejection.
Yeah. Yeah.
Warning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Someone will lose musical chairs. Deal with it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a tricky space raising kids these days.
Yeah. I think on the other hand, men do need to be better at accepting rejection, but I think, and you would know more about this, Christina, I think when you are rejecting someone, there is a right way and a wrong way to do it. You can say, hey, look, you're a really great person. This is not right. But, you know, you've got to reject someone in a kind way.
Absolutely. And I think kindness and compassion really needs to be the foundation of all our interactions, because that's when we see the best in other people. That's how we grow. When we're harsh with each other, you just end up seeing the ego defenses, which is not really who we are. It's surface level stuff.
Well, I really appreciate it. If you want to check you out, you are on Instagram, Dating with Purpose. Thanks so much. Great to talk to you this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
You know, you pay for private health and then you just really regret it and just feel angry about it. Have you done that?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we got private health when I wanted to have a bubs and then I cancelled it and then I put it back again, and then Scotty had to have like knee surgery and ear surgery, so it sort of paid off. But I was like, each time I'm like, should we cancel it? Because it's so expensive.
It's expensive. I'm thinking about going in and faking an eye test. Every time I get my eyes checked, I fake it. They still pass me, but I'm trying to just get the glasses so I get my money's
ding,
worth.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh,
Wait.
I hate you, Maddie. I hate you. Because that's what I was doing.
Hank, whoa. Glasses guy.
I know the glasses girl.
Glasses guy.
Glasses girl.
But I actually need them to see.
Oh, is that how it works? Yeah. First.
Yeah.
And it should work, but it doesn't work like that. And that's exactly how Australia should work. Hey,
you
I am.
You for us.
No, well, here's the thing, though. So like I'm saying, I want to use every single cent I can of private health. Yeah. And I went there to get an eye check because I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this on private health. And they're like, oh, that's actually on Medicare.
Mm.
And I was like, great. All right. No worries. I mean, right. Bill, that's great. You should go and get an eye test. I don't know, whenever they send it out. Yeah. But I went there and then after I had the eye test, always it's like fine. And then she said to me, well, you can't see like far away. Mm. And I said, is that like an age thing? And she's like, no, you've always been like that. You could probably always have got the glasses.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, this is exciting. So I don't.
Yes, I'm disabled.
Hey, do we say people with glasses are disabled?
We're handicapped, yes, to a certain degree.
He wears glasses. We don't know what he can and can't say.
That's I'm allowed true. To say it. I got glasses.
You got glasses?
Yeah, so she's given me a script.
I don't know how I feel about this.
Oh, mate, do you want to be special? Because I can not wear them if you want.
No, you
oh,
need
he's
to,
special.
You need them to see. I'll allow it.
Well,
I'm
I don't really,
it.
But it's more.
What do you mean you don't really?
Well, really, she's like, you've got 20/20 vision.
So
which
it's
you,
perfect.
No, well, that's the whole thing. You still wear 20/20. You can still. That's I don't. She went to school for many years. She was a lovely lady. Mm. I can tell you her family history.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was saying you've got 20/20 is how she referred to.
Right.
But there is still a prescription, so to speak, of what glasses, and this is what did me over, because I was like, I've just started to notice that it went during my third pregnancy, and she said, yeah, that happens, and sometimes it doesn't come back, which is where mine sort of, you know, disappeared.
Yeah.
But my thing was, I can't see the Lions numbers as much when they're playing on
when
the
you're
field.
Watching footy.
So I was like, well, I have to go and get them.
For sure.
And I said that to Scotty, and I don't know about you, but I said to Scotty, oh, I've got to get glasses. He's like, really? I said, what do you mean about really? Do you have to wear glasses? What are you going to get? Like glasses.
Did he go librarian?
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. Is that what it is? Is it always librarian?
He'll be buying your hair ties.
Because I don't know about you guys, but have you actually gone into a library. To see a librarian.
Yeah, Darren looks after ours at Family.
So when do you get them?
Oh, I haven't. I hadn't made an appointment back. I'd just been carrying this around as some sort of token of like, ooh.
Do you know what else this is good for that you haven't thought of yet?
Mm.
You can now legitimately wear goggles in the ocean. You need them to see. Get prescription goggles.
I wanted to do surfing, but I didn't want to get my eyes wet.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think they're pretty low. So it's basically she was saying you can wear them at nighttime when driving. And I was like, that sounds good. But I can do without it. So it's, I can read perfect. It's just fun.
But the good thing is you feel better that you're actually using your private health because now you're getting the money back on it.
Mm.
It's like nothing more disappointing than going to the dentist and finding out you don't have any cavities, so you're not going to get to use. You know what I mean? You pay it anyway.
Well, that's, I'm getting every single cent. That's why you've started going to the dentist more regularly.
100%. I don't care about my teeth. Like, I'll go in there and fake sore feet to get orthotics. I'll do anything. Give me braces. Give me value.
I got those. I got those last year.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. They're free with your private. Well, they're not free though. We're paying for the private health.
No, but it feels good to get a bit back, doesn't it?
No, it really does.
Yeah.
That's good. When are you going to get them, those glasses? When do you pick them up?
I might go and get some today.
They should do a health return. You know, like a tax return? You should be able to, at the end, you paid all this money, you go, but I wasn't sick, so I want some back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can go into the app and you can see what you actually used.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, then they wouldn't make any money. That's the only downside. That's what they're hoping on, really,
aren't
they?
Well, that's just greed, isn't it, Maddie?
Yes,
they're just greedy.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Neighbours, everybody neighbours. I guess I'll smile to the stupid faces, but I wish they'd go and buy some curtains. Oh!
What's your issue with your neighbours? What's your complaint about them? Because I'm sure that our neighbours have a lot of complaints against us, but there is one family that's really annoyed because the neighbour's kids kick balls over the fence all day. She said, it's ruining my life. They kick about 5 balls over a day. She said she either has to throw them back or otherwise they'll come and get them. And she's even asked the neighbour if they can put a net up.
Now, what I don't get about this...
They've said it's too expensive.
It's like she says, for the past 5 years, we've had to deal with almost constant balls being kicked over. A minimum of 10 balls will come over our fence a day. Wouldn't, after that time frame, the kids be getting better at soccer? Like,
nah, because we get a lot of balls going over, because it just depends if they're doing like a throw in the...
Yeah, but that they're obviously shouldn't be grumpy. They should be friends with those kids because they might turn into the next sporting superstar.
I think so, if they keep kicking the ball over the fence.
Well, they must be able to kick it that far.
Yeah. Our neighbours are brilliant. So because there's so many balls that go over and they'll always throw them back, now they stand on their balcony and they throw it to our kids and then their kids throw them back. And I was like... Win-win.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll go back inside.
How good.
Oh, so good.
But what, like, just say to the kid, if you don't want to throw them back, say to the kids, just jump the fence or come around and get them whenever you want.
They don't want them going
in their yard.
I'm guessing that they have had kids that maybe moved out of home and they sort of forget what it was like.
Yeah, or they don't have children and they're doing the classic.
Have children, I tell you what, there is no way they'll be kicking the ball.
Nah,
they'll be better at kicking the ball.
No, they got a toddler. And they should also add that on weekends, balls are being kicked over again and again the fence, often until 9 or 10 p.m.
Oh, isn't that good that they're doing fitness until then? What a great one. But Ash has got one that's going around her because they've got one for their... unit block
the
valley.
Complex, yep.
And what's their complaint about?
They were complaining because they could hear the neighbours making moaning sounds through the walls too loudly last night.
Was it you?
Definitely not.
Right.
Don't hate them because you hate them.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Just
I think
grumpy,
it's more
it's
if
her.
You're like, stop faking it.
But
you could do that quieter.
Mm.
Yeah, but maybe the guy's hearing impaired, and so she doesn't want to wear. Maybe
well,
she's got to really go loud.
Maybe
so we can hear. Where have they put this though? Is this like in the lift there or on the notice board? They put something.
No, we've got like a Facebook group where people can sort of say, "Oh, this person's making noise," or "This person has put their rubbish in the wrong spot." Just a community notice board on Facebook.
Oh, God, if that's happening at my house, please post me. Tell the world.
So that it's loud.
Me. Yeah, that's not. God, that's
this one
that's
time good. Next door, we heard Matt and Esther having sex once.
Yeah, you should have heard it. It was like, "Ow, stop it! Not there! Ow, no! You're doing it wrong."
All right,
with a review like that, the guys would be stoked.
Wouldn't you be?
Could also start a competition in the building too. Like you need to beat 3-8 or whatever they are, 3-8B.
Yeah.
The thing with neighbours though, the problem is you're stuck with them. You know, if you've got a bad one, there's nothing you can do unless you move, and it's a big deal.
There's always something to do with a fence or a tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or a dog barking.
Yeah, our dog doesn't bark anymore. Remember we had a complaint?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The letter in your letterbox.
Yeah, she doesn't bark anymore.
That's a very obedient dog. Do you show her the letter?
It's like she's too old to bark. She just can't. She just can't be bothered now.
She's given up.
She really has. It's like, woof, and whatever. It's like so weird. It's like, oh, remember a year ago when I actually cared when people walked past? Now
can't see him.
Rob the place.
Yep.
I am too old for this crap.
Yeah, I'll help them.
Michael and Redland Bay. What's your gripe with the neighbours?
Yeah, my neighbours keep stealing my bananas.
What? From your fruit bowl?
No, from the tree.
How long does it take bananas to grow on the banana tree?
Well, I've only been getting one bunch a year, and they've done it for the last 3 years. But this year, I went and got them back.
What did you do? Oh, you went and got your bananas back.
Yeah, I knocked on the door and said, "I have my bananas back."
Can I have my banana? Well, that's sad when you have no bananas. Have no bananas today.
Was it like a dozen? How many bananas did they take?
The whole bunch.
Well, sorry, it's just we've started to grow bananas tree, and it's been growing for so long, and no bananas yet. No, it takes a while, so I can understand your pain, Michael.
Yeah.
With the bananas, though, were they hanging over the fence on their side, or did they have to scale the fence to get them?
No, the first two bunches were on their side of the fence, so I let it go.
Fair enough.
But this one was on my side of the fence.
Yep.
And my son was sitting there playing his computer games, and heard some rustling, looked out the window, and his hands over the fence grabbing the bananas, a bunch of bananas.
Grabbing your bananas.
Yeah, look, and that's fair enough. I guess if they're hanging over their side, that's fair game, but you don't scale the fence to take some man's bananas.
No. Maybe you get lucky there was a tarantula in there.
I bet they taste better than ever.
Stolen bananas.
Oh, no, not stolen bananas.
Reclaimed bananas.
Hey, Brittany. Morning.
Morning. How you going?
Good. What do your neighbours do?
So my neighbours have two massive dogs who are the utter hell of our lives. They constantly dig and get under our fence. They rip up our lawn. They pop all of my child's balls and destroy all their toys.
Wow.
And they also like to get out the front fence and go wandering in the streets. And our neighbours seem to think that it's okay. But when someone calls them to report a lost dog, to send them over to our house.
Oh.
Wow.
Are they big dogs?
Two big dogs, German Shepherd and a big Staffy. We've actually also got a little tiny white thing, dog. And, we're worried about letting him outside because next thing they're going to go over and eat him.
Yeah.
Isn't that even a police issue? Like, I know it's a council issue, but if it's, you know, if there are big dogs and you're concerned about safety.
Yeah, I reckon you could call the popo.
Sue's there. Hey, Sue, we're talking about neighbours.
Yeah, hi. How you going, guys? Yeah,
good. What does your neighbour get up to?
I have the most annoying neighbour that across the road leaves their bin on our driveway, like literally on our driveway. Mm. If I don't look, I'm going to hit the bloody thing every time. And if I don't do anything about putting it back for them, they'll leave it there for days.
Oh.
So why won't they put the garbage bin out the front of theirs?
Because they always forget to do it when the bin man goes by.
So they got one side of the street and down the other.
So then they run it over.
I love seeing that. It's always a man in his jocks, too, who's been sitting
there. Maybe you should reach out the timetable for them.
Yeah.
It's
very, very irritating. So, always having to put their bin back, otherwise I'm going to hit it.
Good on you, Sue. Let's go to Danny. Morning, Danny. What's going on with your neighbours?
Good morning. I have neighbours who I believe that the vibrations from my footsteps on my apartment building above them, they think that I have created vibrations that has made a picture frame fall off the wall and break.
Are they
asking that heavy on your feet, are you, Danny?
No, I'm a small person.
Wow. That's what they're effectively saying, aren't they? They're going, hey, Heifer, what are you doing?
Well, I mean, sometimes they just don't have good insulation, do they?
Yeah.
Hi.
Well, it's a really new building, so the structural integrity is not questionable.
Yeah.
And are they asking for compensation for this thing that you broke?
No. I pulled that on them. I'm like, I'm a single mom. I can pay for it. And they're like, no.
Nice work, Danny.
Yeah.
Nice preface there.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
It's good to be informed. You are having a shoulder surgery in two and a half weeks?
Yeah, I think so. What? No, it's a month.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
Plenty of time to freeze.
No, sorry.
And you have been worried.
That's what you're worried about, isn't it?
You have been concerned. It was one of those things. It has to be done because your shoulder is in a bad way. Mm. But there is a significant recovery process and there are things that you're realising that you shan't be able to do.
Yeah, I've had a lot of surgeries and I had 3 C-sections, which I think that's a major surgery.
Yeah, that's a major surgery.
Yeah. And I didn't really find the recovery hard for me personally. Mm. I found it okay. But something about not being able to use your arm that I'm like...
I use my arm all the time.
So you fell over and you busted your shoulder. We're knocking
out.
Yeah,
massive stack.
Perfect. Perfect.
I stacked it at work because the health and safety monitor put some boxes right out the studio.
Yeah, right.
And I fell over them.
You're running back because we were on air.
With us.
No, you killed him.
Nothing to do with that. But when I had to put through there, like, oh, you got to send it to the health and safety. I was like, that's him. That's hilarious. That's ironic.
So you fell over, you've hurt yourself. You've got to have a surgery to reattach muscles and all sorts of stuff
when
like that.
When it came through for work cover, it says like 2 different stuff. So yeah, muscles attached and some sort of blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Reconstructive surgery.
You think you're going to do this surgery, you're going to come out, you're going to be driving around, you're going to be fine.
No, legally I cannot, Matthew.
I know. We've had this chat, Abby. And so what we want to do here, because you don't listen to anybody, not doctors, not no one, we thought let's get someone on who has had the same surgery that you're having multiple times. Ash, our producer, it's her brother, Jackson. Morning, Jackson.
How are we going, guys?
Good, mate.
Now, we'll explain you've had 10 shoulder surgeries through baseball, not just, you know.
Stupidity.
A little bit of stupidity. Okay. A little bit.
Okay.
When they say stop and don't do it anymore and you go, I'm still young and I can do it.
Yeah.
And then it keeps happening.
Yeah.
So you're obviously like a pitcher. So are you right-handed? Has it been your right hand that you had the surgery, right shoulder?
It's actually been my left 8 times and my right twice.
Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Okay. So you've been through this. What's the recovery process like?
So you'll be in a sling for anywhere between 4 to 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Which the sling will not be a normal sling. It'll have a huge cushion sticking off the side. So you'll bump into 85% of objects around you.
Right.
So that'll be nice.
Okay.
You should be able to shower pretty well while washing half of your body.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So whoever's on the, what side's it on? The right side or the left side?
It's my left.
Okay. So whoever sits on the left side of Abby is going to struggle for a couple of weeks.
Been there, mate.
Yeah.
So, that'll be nice.
Like, because okay. What, she's going to bump me with it?
No,
or?
Just like it's so dirty because I don't wash on that side. It'll be stinky.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah. I'll tell you.
What do you sleep? Do you sleep on your stomach or your back?
I sleep on my side.
Oh, that's going to be fun. What side?
The side that's generally sore. I normally fight through it or I find that I wake up on that side. So I'm going to have to learn. Do you have to sleep on your back?
Yeah, it's more of a back sleeping deal. So if you have like a maternity pillow, you can kind of cuddle yourself in there and that kind of works a bit better.
Did you have a maternity pillow, Jackson?
No, I had this little couch thing that my nan gave me that smelled like old people.
Yeah, cute.
How did you go with the not driving? Like not being able to get around by yourself?
It felt like I was 16 again.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Hey, can I have a ride, Matt?
Yeah.
Hey, can I scab a ride?
Abby's biggest worry, Jackson, is putting on a bra. Like every day she's been coming in and been going, do you think I'm going to put on a bra? She might have to get the girls in the morning to help her put her bra on. I know you don't wear a bra.
Not often.
You do. Mm. But how do you, is that, for the pain that you were in when you did it, do you think Abby's physically going to be able to do that?
I think it is possible, but the thing is that you won't be able to use your other hand. I struggle to take bras off normally, so I wouldn't be able to put one on, I don't think.
Yeah.
Look, it's going to be very... You'll be able to put the strap over your shoulder, but if your flexibility's not very good, you're not getting it done.
So how did you dress yourself? Was it easy to get dressed with one hand, like with your T-shirts? And
so I would say when you go to the hospital... Wear a respectable pair of underwear and a big baggy shirt and no shoes, wear slides or something because you can't really do too well with getting dressed straight away. So I was pretty much no shirt for as most of the time I could. If I was going out in public, I would be going as big baggy shirt as I possibly could.
Yeah, right.
Why don't we just all commit as a team if we can all just wear muumuus for a
They're going to say we should all commit to go topless. I really thought that's what you were going
to
say.
If you want
to do either.
If you want to, it just be so either. Distracting when I'm working with
that's
you guys.
True.
And it's just like,
that
Chris
is
Hemsworth,
true.
What? Oh, no, wait. Yeah.
I think you're going to have to go front locking bras.
Mm.
I think that would be the only solution there.
And it's all just like cooking as well. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, I guess it's back to 2 minute noodles.
And tying your shoelaces, Jackson, how does that go?
Not well.
Yeah.
It's a thong situation for a little while.
Yeah.
If you can.
Yeah,
look, anything that you think you can do now, it's just a lot harder when you got one arm.
Right.
You get used to it. Well, I'm used to it after, I think I've spent roughly about nearly a year of my life in a sling.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm kind of used to it now, but yeah, the first one was definitely a, hey, do you guys mind doing these little mundane tasks for me?
Yeah.
Are you still playing baseball?
No, I haven't played for about a year now.
Okay.
But I played until about a year ago.
Yeah. Learned your lesson now, haven't you?
Oh, our team folded. So if we get back in the competition, we'll be fine.
Good on you, buddy.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
The man, Harry Styles. Everyone's in love with him.
My wife is.
Yeah, he's a very attractive man. He's one of those men that could do anything and you're like, oh, you can pull it off. Does remind me so much of
Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger.
He played him in a movie, didn't he? Didn't he play Mick Jagger?
He's a very good actor as well. Is there anything that Harry Styles cannot do?
You tell us.
Don't know. But he is going to be performing at the Gold Coast. On the Gold Coast, quite annoying for a lot of people going, why?
Yeah.
Why not
it's
here?
Too far.
It's too far, but I'm guessing he's going to be in Queensland now. Because he just finished performing in Melbourne on the weekend.
Morning Hazzer.
Yeah. So he has won over the Australian hearts, even if you weren't a fan before, because he's done such an Australian iconic thing to start with, which was a shoey.
This is one of the most disgusting traditions I've ever witnessed. I feel ashamed of myself. I'll be discussing this with my therapist at length.
Yeah, I don't get him.
You don't get the shoey?
No, I don't get the shoey.
It's just a fun thing, isn't it?
You ruin a shoe and a beer.
Yeah, but you know what it's like when you've got a gutful and
you
you're
done
like,
one?
Yeah, of course I've
done
it. Yeah, out of a cowboy boot. Everyone's done
one. It used to be
one.
Very much at the car races, at the V8s. We used to always see people do shoeys and I kind of like it. Bit of fun.
Long arm's the new one that we're doing. It's stupid, a long
but,
arm.
But...
So, yeah, so what you do is you stand there with your drink and you hold your arm out as far as you can.
Yeah.
And then pour it back.
And you have to hold it and straight. you have to tilt back and pour it in your mouth from your arm's length away.
Right.
They kick off from about 11:45.
I reckon that'd be pretty easy with a long neck.
No, you think so? But no.
You ever do that thing where you've been drinking like a stubby all day, then you go to Cairns and you just pour it all over your chest because you misjudge where the neck is?
<That's>
like,
bad.
I'm ashamed of myself and I'm going home.
My 11-year-old said if I win it, he was at a tennis tournament and there was all the trophies there.
Yeah.
And he goes, if I like win, can you go and buy me a lemonade so I can chug it out of there?
Nah.
Oh,
I was like,
yeah.
No, mate.
Why not?
Why not? But
get 11-year-olds to go chug is what he wanted.
Yeah, it's fine.
Still, that's a problem.
The parents will get involved.
Have an issue with that.
Yeah.
And he can shake it up like champagne.
Yeah. That's squirted everyone.
It starts doing a long arm.
Yeah.
I'll tell him about that one. He'll love it. But also to perform horses. Now, he started singing this back in 2018, but he said he just feels like he's even more Australian when he sings it. But Darryl Braithwaite was actually in the audience when he was singing it. The 74-year-old was there and people filmed him singing to it. They're saying that Harry didn't know that he was there.
Nah, he would have got him up, wouldn't he?
I reckon that's coming.
You reckon?
Maybe the
tonight? Tomorrow night?
I reckon the Gold Coast might be the show.
Mm.
Well, Melbourne would have been good because that's Darryl Braithwaite's hometown, I guess.
Very, yeah,
yeah that's where he was.
So he does it, though. Darryl's in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
That goes on all over TikTok.
Imagine if Darryl was
and
there.
Yeah.
Like, hey, oi! My tongue! My tongue! Stop! Yeah, that's someone goes, Daryl royalties, keep saying Gary! Encore!
This is the one that people are going, oh, he can really wear anything, because a fan threw him a big hat, and the hat is the one that you get from Bunnings. Mm. You know, the big straw hat?
Yeah.
They threw it to him and he put it on.
Put it on!
I mean, you know what I want at Bunnings today? Because everyone is saying that feather boas are now sold out. I mean, of course, it was Mardi Gras on the weekend but Harry Styles being in town, they're all sold out. I would just like everyone at Bunnings today, when they work there, to wear that hat with a feather boa.
Mm-hmm. I'd like someone
it's a great marketing thing. You can even go to the website. Ash, our producer, was looking in. You can go to the website now and just type in Harry Styles and the hat comes up.
Jeez.
Great marketing. Genius.
So I want you to throw him a red shirt at the Gold Coast gig. That'd be...
Or a Mina Maid,
and a little
maybe.
Apron. Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone's going to try that, though. Now you,
something.
Give it a crack. Yeah. Tomorrow night at Metricon.
Yeah, I believe they're already queuing up.
Yeah. Mm. Actually, I heard somewhere that if you queue before 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, they're going to kick you out and rip up your ticket.
They said that in Perth. They said, please do not queue. We're not going to honour it. You've all got your seats.
Yeah.
And then the security came out, gave them tickets and said, now you can go off and you can come back in the order that
Here's
you were.
Number.
So that's just number. Encouraging it, isn't it?
Ah.
But they just didn't want them staying there because a lot of them are underage.
Yeah.
But I don't dangerous. Rip up your ticket. That would be it.
I don't think they'd rip up your ticket.
That's a school principal threat.
Of course. It's like when your mum says she'll cancel the sleepover. Your mum, you've been saying that since Monday.
You've got a hotel booked. Shut up.
You know it's not going to
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
On the weekend, my wife and Roars went to see Hamilton.
Yes.
The amazing musical that's on a QPAC at the moment. They went to see the daytime show.
Oh, a matinee.
A matinee, yes.
Same cast?
I believe so, yeah. I didn't go.
Yeah, sometimes they don't do, like, the matinee's different than the night performance.
The understudies can do it.
Don't think they... Do they call them understudy anymore?
Is that rude?
What do
they
call? I don't
know. Scavengers of the theatre world.
Yeah, they're the ones they hope. They're like, God, I hope they break their leg or gets food poisoning or this arsenic kicks in sooner or later.
So not like dead, but, you know, just they can't work for, like, 3 months or something. Yeah. You know, and then I come on and I'm so much better and I get the role. It'd be perfect. Yeah. But I thought, I'll come into town. A little bit before, we'll have lunch and look around the city and stuff. And my mother bought me a gift card for my birthday for my comic book store, which is in town.
She knows you well.
And I thought, finally, because if those two, my wife and child, if they can do anything, it's shop, right? They love to shop. They don't especially need like to buy stuff, but they do. But they just like shopping. They like browsing through shops. And when we went to New Zealand, it was just shopping everywhere. To the point where Rory's like, Dad, you just hang out outside the shop. Why don't you come in? I'm like, there's nothing in that. Like, literally, there is nothing in that shop for me. It's all female clothes. There's nothing even for me to look at.
But plus, we want like you to come and look with us.
Yes.
And also, being in Smiggle as a man in their 40s. No.
I did yell in New Zealand. I was like, we have Smiggle at home. Yeah. Go to shops we don't have.
Yeah, but look, they've got different price tags on it. You know the expensive one? Well, here it is, New Zealand.
I thought, finally, I'm going to get them back. And I said, after lunch, we're all going to go, and we're going to go to my comic book store.
Rory would have loved it, though.
Well, I didn't think she would. I thought she'd be bored. I thought she'd be like, there's nothing in here for me. And so I was like, and you know what? To sweeten the deal, because we have a rule, like if Rory wants a book, it doesn't matter if she's already bought like 5 things that day. Books aren't presents there like for reading stuff, so it's educational, so she can always buy them when she wants. So I said, well, while we're there, you can buy a book. And Kat was like, well, I'll have browse too. So I got my $100 voucher and I thought, we'll go in, I'll get my things. They can just look at the shop and I'll get my shopping.
Never been in one.
Mm-hmm.
How much are comic books?
Varies. Varies from bit to bit.
So if it's behind the glass,
yes.
How much would it be?
It does depend. They have a dollar bin there, and it ranges anywhere from $400 to $500.
To be fair, all the men who go in there do not have girlfriends or wives, so they've got lots of cash to burn.
Of course, yeah.
Such a stereotype.
You know,
what was I doing there then?
Well.
They're all normal people. Wait, who
I
have
think
very
we all can agree.
Relationships.
You are very, very lucky.
Are women. A lot of the customers are women.
Yeah.
What do you think the percentage is?
50-50.
Buying it for
Who
husbands.
Knows these days, you know? It is 2023, so you shouldn't assume.
Yeah.
Sorry, I should replace the word man with virgins then.
That's a good one.
It's only the biggest cultural movement going on in
the
our
biggest
time at
cultural
the moment.
Movement is comic super. Books?
Yes, it is
the biggest cultural
of
movement.
Of course, it is. Marvel movies making an absolute ton. Endgame was the biggest movie. It's like a huge thing, and girls like it too.
It is,
I know
it
it's mind blowing,
but it's just culturally. I think we could probably say,
don't get upset. Comics, fine.
I mean, if you're into it, you don't need thinking. To get you don't need to get everyone else on board. Just be comfortable with your religion.
Okay, it's just that you're wrong, is all. But that's fine.
You are wrong.
You are
Hang
wrong.
On, so
wrong.
I need to reel it in and rebate it, everyone. Give me a second.
And so I bought my thing. I got what I was going to get. And then Rory came up and she had two things. And I was like, okay, you can get those. One was a Stranger Things graphic novel. The other one was a Five Nights at Freddy's. And then Kat was like, oh, I didn't know this was here. And she bought The Sandman, which is a Netflix show. It was very good, but it was from an original comic book. And so with my $100 voucher, and my role to go to a shop where I was going to be the one that purchased something and they just had to wait for me to do it. I gave them my voucher and they took that off the total. And then I paid another $150 for what they bought. They bought more than I did.
You're a good man.
I am a good man. Mm. Mm. Sometimes I wish I was a single virgin.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
If you're a single lady and you're looking for a single man, maybe as your potential future loved one, you might have difficulty trying to find him because the headlines
build
out.
Build me up to let me down.
Man drought.
Sorry,
is there
girlfriend.
A man drought?
There's not as much man drought as much as you need to try and find different ways to be able to find them, because the headline is that young men are not getting jerked around by dating anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that is because they are staying home. And during the pandemic, they started to enjoy just home stuff.
So they're still getting jerked around a little.
They're getting jerked around a lot, but just by themselves at home.
Right.
Yeah. They're saying that they saw more into that than having to make an effort going out in the dating world. So there's more single guys than ever under the age of 30, but they're electing to be single. They're saying that there's so many options at home now, and OnlyFans, they can get, they feel like they can get a connection.
Yeah.
And then they don't have to worry about the whole, like, getting dressed up, having to pay for a date or not have to pay for a date, having to deal with the rejection and all those stuff. They're like, now we're kind of okay.
God, wankers.
Mind you, Uber Eats and the laptop on a Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they're doing. They're
well, that's what
like,
they're saying.
They're satisfied.
A lot of young men are at home watching social media. They're watching a lot of porn and they think they're getting all their needs met without having to go out. They're saying that it started into a habit of not having to make the effort during the pandemic, and they actually say that they prefer it. Plus, you combine that with the Peter Pan syndrome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're
like
afraid
that
of a crocodile every time you go out?
Exactly that. Mm. No. Well, my friends and I used to call it the Peter Pan syndrome, which is when, like, girls will have, like, I kind of want to get engaged by this time. I'd like to have a kid by this time.
I want to finish Grand Theft Auto.
And the guys would be like, I've got plenty of time. I'm only 39. Oh, chill. It is true because they just feel like they've got that timeline and I guess biologically they can have kids later, so it's not a big deal.
Yeah. Until they eventually leave their house and venture out and they think a 25-year-old girl is interested in them and they go, ooh, dad, no.
That's true. So we need younger girls out there to give a reality check for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we've got, so Hayley is one of our producers who's on the dating scene.
Yes,
correct. Could you attest to this? Are you noticing this same trend?
Yeah, I feel like it's got to be the right night that people... I don't know. I don't really go out as much myself either these days.
Right.
When you say the right night, when would be the time that guys would message you the most? Are they Thursday getting ready for Friday or is it really Saturday night at 2 a.m?
It is a lot of late night text messaging.
Yeah, and that's just when they think about serious relationships.
Or there's been a blackout at their house.
Help.
Their mum has said, get out of the house and turning the internet off.
Here's some money, go to
my
the pictures.
Couch. Right, I'll message Hayley and see what she's doing.
Guess I'll have to talk to a real person.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Hey, Alpha Bucks, tomorrow, the 28th of February, your chance to win $10,000. Here are some answers.
Your letter is S, and some of your answers are soap, sourdough, and sarsaparilla.
You don't like sarsaparilla? Tastes a bit like medicine, doesn't it?
Sarsaparilla.
Oh, I like sarsaparilla.
Yeah.
Not regularly. I just like it here and there.
I haven't had a spider. for years, but my nanny used to do it with sarsaparilla.
We were talking about that at our place on the weekend. What's the best soft drink to do a spider with?
Well, sarsaparilla was always ours. Was that, what's a
creaming
cherry
soda? Creaming soda
is another one. Good.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola for me.
Coke, yeah, that's good.
You can't really do it with lemonade, can you? Or
you can.
Fanta was always, we used to do Fanta sometimes as a kid.
Sunkiss.
Yeah, Sunkiss.
Do they still have Sunkiss at KFC?
Yes, they do.
Pasito. Passiona.
Lemonade with green cordial, Ash is saying out in the phone room.
Okay.
Yeah, it makes it like a lime spider, and it's really yummy.
You'd be down with that. Oh, no, you don't like lime. Sorry. My apologies. Spearmint. My apologies.
They're different.
Oh, my God. That happened to the. You got to speak to Scotty about this because we went to Kindy and they had like herbs. And the kids were like, oh, it's mint. I was like, gee, it's not mint. It really was like, phew. And we're like, it's spearmint. And then Scotty was like, it's the same thing. And I was like, whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. You're going to have to chat to Scotty about spearmint.
What does spearmint look like?
Like peppermint.
It's green. It smells minty.
They look the same. Right. There you go.
Yeah. But wasn't as good in drinks.
God, no.
See you tomorrow, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Brisbane wakes up with Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.
Your day was made better by Stav, Abby and Matt. Now search dog parks to find out how Brisbane City Council is making Brisbane better too.